USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is debating the impeachment of President Trump. Democrats accuse the president of abusing power and obstructing Congress in the investigation of the Ukraine scandal. Meanwhile, Republicans such as Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole are accusing Democrats of leading a divisive partisan exercise.
The decision to have this vote is not the result of a bipartisan process, nor an open or fair process.
Attorney General Bill Barr is announcing a new initiative to tackle violent crime in America. Speaking with reporters in Detroit, Barr says he's allocating $71 million to help fight violent crimes across seven cities.
Increasing the number of federal agents in these cities around whom we can build additional federal state task forces.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.